Hey everyone, a quick call to action before we get into today's content. I've been putting a heavy focus on my YouTube channel that I didn't take serious for a very long time. But I'm using it as a way to help you guys out with even more great content and to help get the word out about proper detailing procedures. So if you could go over to YouTube and subscribe to my channel. I made an easy link for you. It's just autodetailingpodcast.com/YouTube. Head over to there or just go to YouTube and search Jimbo Balaam. But that's autodetailingpodcast.com/YouTube. And I hope you guys get a lot out of my YouTube channel. There's a lot of videos that I put up there that that are not podcast episodes. So if you just cannot get enough of me, which, not going to lie, a lot of you say. There, you can see my face, and I do a ton of cool videos. So, but again, I keep it simple with no editing. So, that gets interesting. So, autodetailingpodcast.com/YouTube. We'll get you there. It'll redirect you. Subscribe. Thanks, guys.
Fellow auto detailers, welcome to the show that features interviews with today's most successful auto detailers. This is the Auto Detailing Podcast. Here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
Today, guys, I'm excited to share with you something that has completely transformed the way I do business, and that is my new best friend. It's a customer relationship management software, or CRM for short, by the Better Software Company, or for short, BPro. BPro is the number one all-inclusive small business management solution. Customer revenue is the lifeblood of any small business. We've talked about that a lot on the show. And that's why BPro comes with a variety of features to help you boost your business, including email marketing. Anyone want to do that? How about lead generation? We talked a lot about that at the Detailer Marketing Bootcamp. Opportunity management. How about all those quotes that you give out? How about following up on those? BPro will even remind you when a customer is likely ready to buy from you again. How about that? So a customer comes in for a detail. Hey, maybe in a few months, the software reminds you to follow up with that customer. Imagine that. BPro has everything you need to run your auto detailing business in one easy to use solution. From customer management, invoicing, inventory for you guys that have a shop that sell products and detail cars, orders, scheduling, timesheets, all on one platform. BPro has you covered. Only BPro offers the same functionality on your smartphone as on your laptop. So imagine that. You're out on the road, you're out in the field, you're at your shop, wherever you are, everything's in the cloud. So it's all the same no matter where you are. Get started today by going to thebettersoftwarecompany.com. That's thebettersoftwarecompany.com. Tell them you heard about them from Jimbo on the Auto Detailing Podcast. It'll make them happy. You'll get the special treatment.
All right.
Welcome to episode 241 of the Auto Detailing Podcast. Today, I'm super excited to bring Eric Golubic on the show from Clearview Products. He's got kind of the next generation of clear film protection is kind of the way I look at it. So we're going to take a deep dive into that. Eric, if I butchered that at all, correct me where I was wrong. But other than that, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Cool.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited. We talked on the phone a couple weeks ago now, I think, and you told me about the product that you have and kind of all about it. But I'm excited to present that to the listeners. Because one of the main things is I think it's going to open up a huge revenue stream for detailers. So I'm excited to kind of bring in that angle too. But before we get into your product and what it can do for guys and all that, why don't you give us a brief background on you personally, where you at, where you're from, how you got into what you're doing, and all that fun stuff.
Okay. I'm originally from Youngstown, Ohio, born, raised, Buckeye. My dad actually got me into going to car shows when I was five. I'm 35 now, been going to car shows for 30 years, eat, sleep, and breathe it. I've been to car shows from here to SEMA and to Canada. I got into the film by a longtime friend of mine that actually works for Porsche. He presented to me the windshield film. That's what we started out doing, and then we added on the paint protection film, and that's where we are today. So
what was it? Was it just merely an opportunity that you saw, or what was it about the clear film that kind of drew you in, kind of from your friend talking about it to you actually saying, hey, I want to pursue this? What was it about it? And if it was just an opportunity, that's fine too, because like I tell the guys that listen, like, hey, if there's any other opportunities that come your way with, you know, potential to make money, run, go for it. So if it's just that, that's cool too. But was it something about the film itself that you were like, whoa, this is huge?
Just being a car guy, and the fact of where it's going, I go to SEMA every year, and we initially talked about it, and right before, you know, I went to SEMA, and then I just checked out that area where it's going down the road. Next 5 years, it's supposed to be a $1.5 billion industry. I'm very OCD about my own vehicles. I got a Cadillac CTS-V, you know. Oh,
love those. Those are probably my, like, top two cars. Do you have the wagon? Are they all wagons?
No. Okay. I have the sedan.
Okay.
It's completely murdered out.
Okay.
Lowered a little bit, and just got it a couple months ago. Then I have the wagon is 6-speed.
Okay.
It's the more the unicorn, because it's hard to get your hands on one. If you do, you're going to pay top dollar for it.
Yeah, I was going to say, aren't they? I thought I was talking to someone about it, the wagon specifically, one time. I think they were going up something ridiculous, like $5,000 a year or something like that in price, or something that was just kind of like, wow, that's pretty crazy.
Well, I'm not 100% on that, but I do know that you will pay top dollar if you do find one.
So do you have the film on your whole car?
I have them on both. I have a lifted 2500 heavy duty diesel crew cab. I have it on both. I have the, so
let's get into what your product is too, because another reason why I was excited to bring this to the guys listening as well is I see a lot of guys making the move to incorporating Clear Bra into their business. But and one thing that we touched on when we were talking on the phone that I liked was you have, and we can, I'm kind of jumping the gun here, but you have pre-cut film for each make and model your car, so guys don't have to have the plotters and the cutters in their shop. They can just order for what kind of car they need, which I think is like next level. But before I'm jumping the gun again, but before we get into that, talk to us about the film that you have and what makes it special, what makes it unique, why guys, either if they're installing film now, why they should either make the switch over to your film, or why they should start incorporating your film, or if they're looking at getting into offering paint protection film, why they should look at your film.
Okay. The Premium Shield, you could go to the Premium Shield website and actually go type in which individual film or make model you have, and then it will bring up in each individual pieces. You don't have to do the whole car. You just want to do the front bumper, you could do that. You could do the hood, you could do the whole car, you could do the mirrors, you could do the headlights. What makes it, and then there's the windshield. There's two different types of films. They're both clear, but it's all based upon the glue. There's two different kinds of glue, because there's the film for the windshield that's a 4-mil polymer, and the new stuff coming out is actually self-healing, great stuff. And Premium Shield also has self-healing paint protection. What I mean by self-healing is that in a hot day like today, which it's 90-something degrees out, if you know you're going down the road, rock hits it and scuffs it, you let it sit in the sun, or you take a heat gun, and it will bring itself back together. So it's great stuff. The film for the paint is an 8mm thick film, and it's also lifetime warranty, which makes it great. And neither one of these products, if nobody knows anything about the film, is nothing that it's permanent. So once you put it on, that's what it's designed to do. You do a lot of, whether you're a guy that has the car or going down, just weekend warrior playing with it, to you driving 50 miles to work every day and sick and tired of rock chips in your hood, your bumper, your windshield. That's what it's there to do. You mess that up, take the film off, put a new piece on, a fresh piece on, instead of having to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars fixing the bumper, the hood, the windshield. Some people, you're looking right at your windshield and you don't ever really think about it. You think about your tires, you think about your oil change, you think about your brakes, but you're looking right at it. People that have higher end vehicles, let's say, like an Audi A6, which has heated windshield in it, that's like about a $1,500 windshield, and windshields aren't designed to take in and out of out of the car. It's designed to go in once and that's it. And my uncle has one, and they put a new windshield in, and then they forgot to plug in the heated part. So then they, guess what? They had to take the windshield back. Yeah, I forgot about it. So they had to take the windshield back out, plug it in, and then put the windshield back in. I mean, when you're doing that in and out, then you're going to get it. It's going to get a little, just get the slightest little air leak. Right. Then it's going to fog up. And then, a heavy storm and possibility of leaking. This saves from all that, especially you got a Porsche or something like that. It actually devalues the car right. by putting an aftermarket windshield in. So the way the film is actually the same film that goes between the glass of your windshield right now. Everybody has it in it and you don't even know it. So it's the glass, the 4mm thick polymer film, and then another piece of glass. What it does, at the factory, they put it in an oven and bake it for an hour. So you're in essence getting double the protection going down the road.
So when you say, so let's use the example that a rock, you're driving down the freeway and a rock comes up, hits the window, you have the film on. So will it look like a chip almost? Like, will you be able to see the rock chip in the film? Or not really?
It's based upon the scenario. There's just, depending on how big the rock, how fast you're going.
I'm thinking about tempered, like when you put a piece of tempered glass over, like, say, your iPhone, mm-hmm. and then, like, it looks like you got all these scratches and all this, maybe you dropped your phone, so it appeared to shatter a little bit, and then you remove the tempered glass and your phone's perfect underneath. I know it's different with the film, but I'm just trying to draw a picture. Like, is it?
It just would, like, if you're rolling down the road, let's say you're going down the highway 65 miles an hour, and something from a pickup truck in front of you kicks up, hits it, it's just going to leave a little, spot. It's hard to describe. Versus that rock hitting it unprotected,
exactly.
And you get that little slight little spider web. Then you're like, oh, no big deal. But then the vibrations of going down the highway, then it grows a crack, and then you the crack gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Then you have to replace it.
Exactly. No, when we talked on the phone a couple weeks ago, and you told me just about the windshield film protection, I automatically thought, man, this is something that is such value to everyone, because pretty much everyone drives on a highway, and almost a lot of people, maybe not everyone, but a lot of people have experienced the rock chip to the windshield or something hitting your windshield. And just that immediate thought of like, crap, now this is just another thing I have to deal with, you know?
And, you know, another thing too, you might go 10 years and not even get a rock chip, but we all, everybody that drives a lot, you get those little pits in
right.
the windshield.
Yep. Yep.
And then, you also get your wipers that kind of make a line.
Yep.
Everybody gets that kind of stuff in the windshield. This prevents the windshield from getting all those marks on it and keeping a nice, you go to resell the car, take the film off, you got a nice clean windshield, you got a nice clean bumper hood. It's a little, you know, a little bit of money invested up front, but on the back end, take that off, resell people, you know, you got a brand new car.
Yeah, totally. So let's talk about the product on the painted surfaces then, because that's generally when clear bras and stuff get put on, is when the paint has been perfected or they're trying to obviously keep that paint perfect mm-hmm. underneath it. So what does the durability look like on the paint? Because one thing that in my personal detailing business that I see a lot is people that do a lot of highway driving or their cars just aged a little bit, all those rock chips on the front of the car. And so much so that I actually looked at getting a touch. I was having customers talk to me so much about it that they were so irritated about it that I looked at doing paint chip repair. So I'm thinking about this clear film being applied that would really prevent that. And someone who had experienced all that rock chipping in the front of their car with the previous car would be an easy sell for guys to sell this product on. So talk about the film on the painted surfaces of the car. What's the durability like? What is it? You know, can you...
It's 8 mil thick in comparison to, let's say, window tin. Window tin is 1.9 mil thick.
Wow.
So that's how that thick that is. Again, film. The film has been around for many, many years. It's just, this is why I brought it to you, because a lot of people, there's people about know about paint protection, but not enough about it. And especially since about the windshield, there's a lot of people I talked about it, like, wow. Should have known that before I got a rock in it, but yeah. Back to paint, very durable polymer. There's different levels. There's different clears, different combined in order to make the film. Goes on real nice and easy. It's an art putting it on. We look for that retailer, that's a detail shop that does tinning and detailing and, been wanting to add something to the mix. It's really easy to learn, especially the pre-cut kits. The off the roll is a little more of a challenge, but it's nothing that can't be learned. Again, it's all the film is got a lifetime warranty. And the durability, all based upon whether you're driving your Toyota Camry every day,
right?
to 50 miles to work there and back, to your Porsche that's in the garage and sees the sun, five times a year,
right?
It's just based upon your car, like how you take care of it is how long it's going to last.
Right. Are you going to be able to, when it's on the painted surfaces, another area that I could see customers being really interested in is underneath the door handle.
Mm-hmm.
And again, something that you touched on before, something that's exciting for me that I see as a potential revenue generator for detailers in their shops or whatever, is that you could do pieces. So you can sell just, hey, why don't we just put film underneath the door handles, so that, because another area that customers really get bugged with is their nails just doing those surface scratches from grabbing the handle all the time. So why don't we put a piece of film there to protect that for you. You know, so I love that it can be kind of pieced out throughout the whole car. You don't have to do, you know, the whole car. What about after a headlight restoration? Would that be a good time to apply it to the lenses of a car?
Yeah, absolutely. Same thing like your windshield. You get those little pits in it. That's, you know, get it nice. That goes along with the paint protection. You want to correct the paint first, then put the film on.
Right.
Same with the headlights. You got a little bit of yellowing, a little foggy. You know, clean it up, then put the film on. Then you don't even notice it's on there. Protect those headlights, especially like my Cadillac. I mean,
right.
Those headlights are very expensive and wouldn't want to replace one. So, yeah, the pieces, you know, that goes great on the headlights for those ladies out there. They're grabbing their door handle, scratching the door cup. Anybody that's constantly dragging stuff in and out of the trunk and scratching the top of the bumper, you put the film there. It's great stuff. Just go on anything.
What are a couple, maybe two or three, differences of the film that you're talking about now versus traditional clear bra film, clear protection film? What makes it better?
Back when this all started, it was a little more harder of a film. It tend to yellow. People have brought that to me before. Somebody that might have film on their car from, I don't know, let's just say random number 7 years ago or something, I have a little yellowing, and it didn't self-heal. And that kind of film, it doesn't come off easy if you can get it off. This is a lot more pliable, easy on, easy off if you make a mistake. You know, for our shops out there that wanting to add a product, whether it's paint protection, windshield protection, and or both, you know, it's definitely cost efficient to, if even just installing it. If you make a mistake on a fender or a pre-cut kit, you can take it back off, put a new one on. Like say you're doing a whole front end, full hood, for full fenders, full of the bumper, you make a mistake, you screw it up, you put a crease in it, you take that off, put another one on, and still make money.
Wow. So it's yeah, that's, and I think for a lot of people listening, that's the, I see that a lot with clear film installation, is it can be a nightmare really quickly. And that's, again, that's why I kind of keep going back to the pre-cut stuff. I know you don't have to do it like that because you also sell the rolls of film. But the pre-cut stuff to me would just be like the ultimate.
You
book the car for whatever, if you're doing a full frontal or you're doing the whole, could you do the whole car pre-cut?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I mean, as long as Premium Shield's constantly adding vehicles on there.
Okay.
So you can get those pre-cut kits. The difference between the roll can is slightly more challenging, but we do offer training. So for all those retailers out there or the individual that wants to take up something on the side, I got a full-time job and want to make some extra money and wants to learn, we do offer training courses. So we could come to you, or you could come to us, and we could teach you how to do this 1, 2, 3 days, and be able to. It's not, because it's nothing that's, it's not a bumper sticker. It takes, you kind of have to manipulate the film based upon whether it's pre-cut kit, the roll. You have to look at the temperature outside because you use baby shampoo and rubbing alcohol in order, that's how, what you spray on the back, just like you're tinting. Both the paint protection film and the windshield protection film use the same kinds of things, as different variables, whether it's too hot, use a little less baby shampoo, and more rubbing alcohol and moving it around, and certain blades to make it easier to cut it, like a carbon blade. So if you're going to do somebody's car, especially like a whole car, you definitely want the training behind it in order. You would make your money back tenfold to do, you know, you're doing full cars. People pay big bucks, especially let's just say a gentleman has, let's say, a Ferrari. You damage the paint, you have to do Ferrari spec, and that's not cheap at all whatsoever. So the cost of something of the Lamborghini or Ferrari or something like that in comparison paint to just putting the paint protection is night and day. It's way cheaper. And it'll save the car and save the value down the road.
I love it. I think, and that's an important note to make, that you do offer training. So for guys that are experienced with clear film protection, obviously this is probably a no-brainer to at least research the ClearView products and see what Eric has to offer. But if you're just looking at getting into this, Eric, you told me previously that you'd fly out and train at people's shops or facility, or they could come to you and you could facilitate that where you're at. So that's an outstanding offer, because I know a lot of people have to travel to Texas or all around to learn how to install film. But hey, if the trainer will come right to you, that's a good deal. So is there anything that I've left out that you really want to get across to people?
The windshield, it doesn't have to. The great part about the windshield, or the glass film, or should I say, is that it can go on any glass, any glass. It could go on the windshield. It could go on customers' cars that, you know, you might live in a bad area, and there's break-ins. It's not completely impenetrable, but it's a deterrent. So somebody's hitting on your window, they're gonna make noise. So you can put it on the side windows. You can put it on all the glass. You can put it on, you could take those rolls of film and you could do homes, small businesses, anything, any sort of glass you can apply that film to. So that's why, back to what you said earlier, that's why I liked it. It just can go on anything and protect anything.
So that's what I love about it, is that it can be applied to any window. So like you were just saying, I mean, the profit centers that you can do from this, or you can kind of splinter out to, are essentially endless, which is huge.
Yeah, I mean, cars, trucks, SUVs, you could go do buses, semis, that kind of thing, because, for the semi drivers out there, you can't have a big rock chip, and it is DOT approved. So it's something that can be applied to anything. It's great stuff.
I love it. So if guys want to connect with you or get their hands on some of this product, learn some more information, which I would implore everyone to at least give you a call to get more information, because I'm sure there's questions that I haven't thought of that didn't get brought up that they may have. So how can guys connect with you? How can they do some research about your product?
There's many, many ways to get in contact with me. My cell phone is 301-730-4727. You can email me, eric@clearviewindy.com. We're on many social media sites, YouTube, Facebook, Clearview Products, Instagram, Clearview Protects, Twitter, and you can also find me on LinkedIn as well.
LinkedIn, so. Awesome. cool. So, and I'll have all that linked up in the show notes of this podcast episode. So if you guys want direct links for that, you can do that there. Eric, I thank you for coming on the show, man.
Also, the website, www.clearviewprotects.com.
Definitely.
And thank you. Appreciate you having me.
This week's episode of the Auto Detailing Podcast is brought to you by Google AdWords for the modern auto detail business. Now, if you're a loyal listener of the show, you've been hearing the ad run a lot for Google Ads, the Google Ads course. And that's because it is so effective. It is crucial for your business. And in fact, that is exactly what one of the students of the course has said, that this is absolutely crucial. He even compared it to getting just training in general for your detailing business. He operates in the Australia area, or the country of Australia. And he said he's usually dead during the wintertime. And because of this Google Ads training, he's getting 3 to 6 new clients every single week. And in fact, just with 3 calls, he made over $600 in a couple days. Another student of the course spent $40 and made over $1,000 with the help of this course. And so I really wanted to bring in these testimonials to show no matter what your budget was, you can effectively use these Google Ad techniques that I teach you in the Google AdWords course at autodetailingpodcast.com/Google. That's autodetailingpodcast.com/Google. If you're looking to take your business to the next level and to smash your competition, you got to head over to autodetailingpodcast.com/Google. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Auto Detailing Podcast. Head on over to autodetailingpodcast.com for full show notes and links of everything that we've talked about today. And don't forget to check out our resources page for a direct link to all the products talked about not only on today's episode, but that I use in my day-to-day detail business. They have direct links so you can purchase and get free shipping right from that page. That's autodetailingpodcast.com. We'll see you on the next episode.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.